Hello, and welcome to today's episode of MattCast, where I will be talking about what would be going on in the U.S. today if the Articles of Confederation were still around, and I'll also be talking about why we need the government to save us from ourselves. And so, first off, what would be going on if the Articles of Confederation were around today? Well, the Articles of Confederation had a very, very weak central government. Because of the tyranny of Britain, the U.S. was very scared of a strong central government, and so they didn't want anything like that to happen again, so they made it very weak, but they went on the extreme side and made it too weak. And because it was so weak, the central government could not force states to pay taxes, and because the states couldn't be forced to pay taxes, the central government had to just be forced to ask the states for money, which oftentimes did not happen. Most of the time, states did not pay because all it took was one state to say, hey, I don't really want to pay it, and then all the other states would follow suit because they would see it as, well, this state's not paying taxes, so why would I pay taxes, or why would I give you money, why should I? And that just led to a lot of debt in the short time that the Articles of Confederation were around, and because they weren't getting tax money from the state, they couldn't get money from the states. So if it was around till today, I predict that we would be a poor country with quite a lot of debt, a lot more debt than we have, because we wouldn't be able to get money from the states, we wouldn't be able to get tax money from the states, and it would just lead to a very, very tough situation. I would also predict that we would be a country that would not get a lot done, because during the Articles of Confederation time, there was not a lot done because there wasn't that strong central government to make laws and to make amendments. There, the states had to do that, and almost all the states had to agree to make a new law. All the states had to agree to make an amendment, and it just led to nothing getting done, really, because all the states wouldn't agree. And also, because of the Articles of Confederation, states weren't required to have the same currency, so a lot of states would have different currencies, and so it would make it very tough to trade. And because of that, to trade between states, they would have to make treaties just to trade. And so, because of this, trades didn't get often. It didn't get made very often, and it would just lead to no progress in society, really, if you're not trading in between states. And next I'll be talking about why we need the government to save us from ourselves. Well, what I mean by this is that there's the government sort of like gives us guidelines, and it's sort of that guiding hand to help us. And without these guidelines, we would have some very, very poor decisions made. Because there is a lot of bad decisions, a lot of bad suggestions that do get turned down. A lot of bad suggestions for laws maybe that do get turned down because the government's there to say, hey, this isn't a good idea. One branch of the government is there, at least one branch of the government, if there's an idea that really isn't a good suggestion or maybe a good law, the government's there to sort of say, hey, this really isn't a good suggestion. Without the government there, we would make some very poor financial decisions, law decisions, just very poor decisions overall. So without the government to stop these decisions from going through, we would basically make very poor decisions for ourselves and ruin ourselves, basically, by that. And that'll be it for today's episode of MattCast. Thanks for listening to my podcast. Please tune in next time.